it's a lot harder when you get off on your own reactions and you're generating your own negativity on top of what you already perceived in your partner. And then it's harder to communicate, it's harder to work things out. But all you can really do is be with it, be with that content. Witness it non-judgmentally to the degree you can. If you can't, then notice that. And forget about how long it might take. If your practice is good, it may not take long. It could take a few days or longer. It takes less time the better you get at this. The more conscious you get, the better your practice is. It's like building up muscle. You develop that ability. But it's not an ability to make anything happen. It's your ability to allow what is to be, so you're not modifying that content. If it were a bar of steel that had been bent or twisted into an irregular shape, and what you wanted was it to be straight, it's less that you build up the kind of muscle where you could forcibly bend it back. It's more that the steel has an internal, it's a special kind of steel with an internal molecular structure that is warped by a tendency to judge. And just simply witnessing it, eventually it'll just start to straighten out by itself. And it's, whereas if you try to manipulate it, it's never going to be straight, really. It's never going to be, you're never going to have it be perfect. But if the inherent nature of that steel is to line up more or less perfectly, some organic kind of way, then it's a deeper allowing. It's a stronger willingness to let things go, to be. And it just starts to straighten out by itself. If you have a pool of water, say your bathtub is agitated, no amount of manipulating the water or trying to smooth the surface with your hand is going to make that happen. It's how long can you sit with it until it becomes perfectly quiet and still, and then it's mirror smooth without any effort. That's more what it's like. And then there's a clarity, you can see through it. Pull the plug. So in an intimate relationship, it's probably the hardest place to do that, to really be present for your partner non-judgmentally and for that content. Because it's so close, it tends to tap into our deeper fears. So it requires a lot of practice, but you get more out of it. Unlike the rude sales clerk, your partner is going to be there that evening, the next day, day after that, especially if you're married. But the closer you are, the more you have to just develop that ability. And it's a powerful practice if you can do it. You're observing what comes up, and it may be unpleasant, it may not be. You're learning to just allow it. That's really, it's allowing your awareness to be like space, which it is like. It's just letting your body be like space, your inner body, being becomes more spacious and open. People think that if they don't judge that stuff as wrong or bad and react to it, that you're going to be passive, or you're just going to, people will kick you around, like you won't. You'll be like a zombie or something. It's just the opposite. You become more awake, and the actions that you do take are more intelligent. They're more spontaneous as well. That there's a natural wisdom that arises from that space that isn't mediated by thought necessarily. It may be a mix. There may be some thought, but because you're not as attached to your thinking, creative solutions emerge spontaneously. All of a sudden you see what to do because you're not trapped by your conditioned mind as much. Like someone who's angry, you can just openly, spaciously allow that, witness it, just let it be what it is within the field of your awareness. It's really actually, it comes down to creating a sense of identity, a separate sense of identity. That's what the world thrives on. That's what the ego does. It's an attachment to being someone independently of everything else. It's almost like if everything were open and formless and free, and it's more like this, so it's like open, like an open hand, and then it's almost like it's trying to pinch off a part for itself. It's trying to, okay, I, me, mine, and it wants to complete that and like be its own little bubble. But it can't ever be complete. So it's based on a sense of insufficiency and a wanting more that's never, ever finished, perfected, or completed. It's making other people wrong so you can feel right. So you have this righteous sense of self that's all closed and judging everyone. And it's really unhappy, really unpleasant. The only way out of that trap is to just to see that that isn't working. That way of living isn't satisfactory in any ultimate sense. It doesn't really work. And that if someone's angry, they should be. But then you're at one with them, and you're more at one with everything. And then that which is moves. It moves everything. You realize, in a sense, you're part of that. That it is you and you are it. But it's only when you let go and allow it to do that. But then who am I? Who are you? You know, who's the me becomes less defined, and it can be kind of scary and weird. So it's good to let go and at a safe pace. Some wake up in an instant. Those are spontaneous occurrences. By spontaneous, I mean someone who has not actively pursued a deliberate path. Since you're pursuing a deliberate path, you're here listening to a talk and so on, doing this work, that's not you. That doesn't mean that you might have a spontaneous opening. Actually, it's the only kind you can have, unplanned, unforced, just trusting